You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What about your weekend? What'd you do? Anything
well,
fun?
Well, it was busy. I really don't know if this is healthy for us to like cram so much stuff into our weekends, but I mean, we seem to be doing okay. Although one child is sick this morning, but it might have something to do with that. But I don't know. We had the spring dance at the elementary school this weekend. Both kiddos had some friends over to work on their science fair projects. We had gymnastics. I worked in my basement. We had my mom's birthday last night. We went over for chili and chocolate Costco cake. Yeah, Costco has some chocolate cakes back.
Is it the Costco chocolate cake?
It's very similar. Very. It's just not as tall. It's about half the size of the OG chocolate cake.
Well, that's okay with me. Sometimes I felt like it was too tall.
Yeah, it was a little much, but it's about half the size, and it tastes pretty damn close, so I was really excited about that. And then, yeah, I mean, we crammed all that in, and now Lila was up last night at about 1 a.m. with a really inflamed red throat and, like, white dots in there and coughing and temperature, so she's probably going in for a throat culture this morning, and I assume that we've got strep in our future. Just a hunch. But I will go back a couple steps and talk about Friday afternoon because Reed came back from Outdoor Lab. And we were talking about that on Friday morning that he was coming back. So I zipped out of here at about 11 and I was able to get to the school and pick him up. And I was so, so happy, Dom, because as you know, that was one of the most traumatic experiences in my life. I absolutely hated Outdoor Lab. He loved it. Loved it. In fact, later on that day, he teared up talking about it because he wanted to go back. And he said he wishes it was one day longer because they've shortened it by one day. It used to be, you know, Monday through Friday, and now it's Tuesday through Friday. He wanted that extra day. He loved the time with his friends. He loved doing astronomy and archery and hiking, and he said the food was incredible.
Yeah. Did he learn to smoke or anything while he was there that
week?
So
funny. Yeah, anything? There was a lot of cockfighting going on. And,
vaping?
Yeah, a lot
like
of vaping.
That,
a lot of horrible things went on. But, you know, just I was so happy to hear that he had such a great time. And he was, you know, able to go to the bathroom and shower and, you know, none of the stuff that I could do growing up.
Well, that's
because I was a big sissy baby growing up. Very homesick, and he said he didn't get homesick at all. So I was like, good for you, man. That's really good. Yeah. So
well, he's
I was
always
very
been
happy.
Into the outdoor stuff, like the bugs and stuff like that.
All
so
that.
Maybe this just really appealed to his science.
I think he just took right to it, you know, because he's been camping with us since he was, you know, three, four years old or whatever. But yeah, he had a great time. So it was a busy weekend, man. Just full of stuff, just family crap going on. What'd you do?
Same old stuff that I always do. Just working on book stuff and got a big week with books for me with some stuff that's going on. So I've been working on that. And then both Saturday and Sunday, I spent about an hour in the hot tub.
Nice.
And because we got it all cleaned out, emptied out, cleaned, refilled, chlorined.
Like sanitized, I guess.
Yeah. All of that. And yesterday it was just me. So I just sat in there for like an hour.
Sat in there in your own stew, huh?
And I didn't even bring like something to listen to, like an audiobook. I was just like, I'm just going to
sit in the hot tub all alone
and just stare out at the woods and listen to the sounds of nature. Watch this gigantic freaking coyote go running by. And yeah, that was good. That was good. Watched some show on TV last night that I thought would be really good, and it was, but have you ever watched something and it's good, but you kind of get your fill of it, too? So it's almost
yes.
like some foods. Like, you love them, but you can only eat so much. There was some show. Do you remember the documentary about that guy who free climbed, so, like, no ropes, no anything?
Oh, yeah. Free El solo, Capitan? High, something solo.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Same dude, different show. Now he's in Greenland.
Okay.
And they're going to be doing some giant mountain thing in Greenland with this team of people. And it's shot by National Geographic, so it's beautiful. I mean, it's just gorgeous.
I bet, yeah. Drone footage
but
for days.
After the first episode, we were like, because it's supposedly like seven parts.
At some point, you're like, I get it. He's high. He's
right.
way up in the air. He has strong fingers.
Doing that soloing, climbing like that. After a while, you're like, I get it.
I couldn't do that.
I could never do it.
Yeah.
It's freaky as hell.
There are
what
some
doing.
Great accounts on Instagram of these guys that go skyscraper hopping, and they'll go and just jump from skyscraper to skyscraper, or they'll grab the side of it and hang over the edge with one hand, or they get way up on those cranes and go way to the tippy top, very end point, and they hang down with one arm and their GoPro on their head. I'm telling you, man, those accounts make me like, whoa, but I can't turn away because I'm like, I got to keep watching this. But you, as you're watching it, your stomach sinks. Like one little move and you're donezo.
Well, the thing is that in this one, there's like three very experienced climbers, but there's a couple of people who've never climbed at all. And they're making them go up the side of this thing, and they're complete novices. And that to me, A, it strikes me as irresponsible as hell. But B, I was like, I couldn't do it. If I was either one of them, it was a man and a woman, and they have never done any climbing like that at all. And I would have just said, nope. Go get the helicopter for me.
Get me down.
Just bring
Where's
me
lunch?
The helicopter and get me out of here. I can't even imagine.
I know.
Look, I got mad respect for the people who can do it. Wow, it's impressive as hell. But again, after you watch it for an hour, you're like, okay, I get the. I don't need six more episodes of this.
Yeah, they must have really drug it out.
Yeah, you know, it's for, I guess,
too long
to get their streaming numbers and all that other stuff. But
all right.